Christmas is a time when we often see family or friends. And when you go out and you walk around, you often see people together. And you can spot how daughters sometimes look like their mothers, either by appearance or mannerisms, or sometimes a dangerous concoction of both. We do tend to look like our parents. But for some, and I don't know how this works, and I don't want to go there this morning, but some people look like their pets. I don't know how that works. But let's not get into that now. We'll be in all sorts of trouble. But it's this family likeness that we're going to look at this morning as we celebrate Jesus' coming into the world. We're going to read from John 1. This morning, which speaks about Jesus being the Word of God, who has always existed, and at Christmas became a human being. So I'm just going to read the first 14 verses from that. And it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." This passage tells about Jesus' origins. It tells us that he was in the beginning. He was with God. He was with God before the world was created. It tells us that Jesus was with God, but he also was God. And we see here that small signs that God is Trinity, that God is three in one. And I know, Kate, in the early hours of the morning, we're having this talk with Jack. How does this work? How's this three in one? And it's not easy for us to understand. But God is love, and he's in relationship with himself, and he is three, and he is one. And we see that he's responsible for life, and that he is light. Then we read of his coming into the world, and what we find here is quite surprising. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not know him. We hear of this rejection by his own people, and to many reject Jesus. But it says this, and this is the good news. "But to all who did receive him, he gave them the right to be children of God." It says, "who were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God." What we read here is known as adoption. Those who believe in Jesus are adopted into his family. And this is God's work. It's him who does it. It's funny, isn't it, how life has changed. And my children don't really know about TV adverts because most of the stuff they watch is online and they just don't have the same thing. But John Lewis always do a quality ad, don't they? Anyone else find themselves getting a little bit emotional when they saw it? I definitely did, I have to confess. If you haven't seen it, it is about a man who is way too old to be learning to skateboard, but he is committed to learning to skateboard. He falls over and gets hurt, but he's very committed to learning. And it's not until the doorbell goes at his house and a teenage girl turns up with her caseworker that you realise why he's put in so much time and effort. And this is really just a bit of a picture of what God's like to us. Jesus, like the Father in this advert, became like us so that he could connect with us. He got down to our level so that we could find security and relationship with him. Jesus was born so that we could be born again. Jesus became like us so that we could become like him, a son or a daughter to Father God. And there's great security in this relationship with him because he has adopted us. He has chosen us. It's not down to us. He's done the work. And that's why Christmas is so good news. Our destiny has been changed because Jesus entered our world. And because we're adopted, we start to develop a family likeness. We start to look a bit more like Jesus. Maybe not like that. But God starts to change us. He starts to make us more like him. Some of the things we struggled with in the past, that starts to change as we get to know Jesus more. Jesus is the light of the world. That's what we've been looking at over this Christmas period. But in Matthew 4, he says to his disciples, "You are the light of the world." But hold on, Jesus, you're the light of the world. But you're the light of the world. Why? Because as adopted children, we reflect something of God's glory to the world around us. We're like cat's eyes in the roads. We reflect back Jesus' glory to the world. And this means two things. And I felt this was really important for us this Christmas. The first is we live differently. In Philippians 2, Paul urges the believers to keep obeying God and do all things without grumbling or complaining. Remember that on the third round of washing up today. And he says that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of light. It's interesting that Paul says without grumbling and complaining. And I think there's a great opportunity for us this Christmas to live differently from the world around us. The second thing I want to say is that we need to let our light shine. Jesus said you don't put a light in the house under a basket, hide it away, but you put it on a stand so that it can give light to the whole house. He says, in the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. This Christmas, in response to this amazing gift of God and our adoption as sons and daughters, let's look for opportunities to do good. It's going to be a tough Christmas for people. Let's look for opportunities to do good. If you're seeing family and friends, let's look for opportunities to do good. Whether you meet different people in the streets, let's look for opportunities to do good. God has done an amazing work in our life and we have an opportunity to reflect that back to our world. Our love for him is shown in our love for others. We sing these songs this morning, but as we go from here and as we do whatever we're doing this next little while, let's seek for opportunities to show his love to others by loving them ourselves. Amen?